Hi guys, this is Beloved Star and Faded and Rochelle.
Hey.
And we're doing the first episode of One Voice to Rule Them All.
It's like Lord of
Because,
the Rings, but
yeah.
voices, not rings.
Because I'm a super
We all are. It's so great.
I never realized until recently how much of a Lord of the Rings nerd I am. Anyway. I'll tell you guys about that later. I'm really excited about this. My first show, guys. Woo!
Yay!
Beloved's first
Yeah.
show.
Thank you guys for judging with me.
Y'all.
Yeah,
Welcome.
so I guess we should go to our first audition. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. I think our first audition is Monik or Silent.
Yes. I love him. He's so
right.
funny.
He is funny.
Archie,
Well,
he was gonna
hopefully
be
the
your
audition is
choice.
not funny.
Yeah, hopefully we don't laugh. That'd be bad.
If it's funny, he's out.
This show
Well,
is not
unless it's a
funny.
good funny.
We don't laugh on this show. This
Yeah,
is like,
that's no.
this is
Not
hardcore.
gonna
This is like, hey, bitches, you listen to us. We're gonna teach you how to sing. We have credentials.
Just printed them.
And like Mega Dizzy, we will read them as many times as we have to prove it to you. Okay, we can go listen to Moniker now.
Okay.
Okay.
There used to be a grain tower alone on the sea, and you became the light on the dark side of me, and I've remained a drug that's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can be seen? I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the gray. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. And now that your roses in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the
Okay, so that was Monik or Silent. So, what did you think, Rochelle?
Oh, I'm first? Whoa.
Yeah, you're first. How about that?
I was torn about this because he had a lot of like nice energy on it. And like when he sang in his lower register, he sounded really nice, but I thought his falsetto, like his switch to falsetto was kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah, like it seemed like it wasn't his falsetto, like I think once he was in his falsetto, he sounded really nice, but I think the like jump from his chest, like his, I guess, chest voice, you could call it, to his falsetto was like weird for me. Like, just like that second of like jump felt like awkward. Like, it didn't feel like a smooth transition, I guess, was.
Yeah,
That was
I
really all
kind
I
of got
had.
that. Yeah, for guys, it's actually that was really good, a really good example. But yeah, that happens a lot, especially with guys, because everyone has a breaking point in their range. For me, it's this really weird, like, I don't know what note it is, drives me nuts. But there's this one song that I just cannot sing for the life of me because it's right there the whole freaking time. But it's really hard to control that jump to go from chest to falsetto. And actually, I thought that this was pretty good. I liked the falsetto a lot. It was really controlled. And was the chorus like a weird harmony instead of the melody?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. I
Yeah.
was really
I really
confused.
liked it until the second half. I was like, wait, what is this song again? I was confused. That's all I had, though.
That's like exactly what I was thinking. I was like, wait, what song is this? I
Yeah.
was like
I
really
thought I
confused.
knew this.
Yeah. I didn't really have a problem with the jump either. I thought you sounded pretty good the whole time, Monica, and you had some good energy going on. It's just confused me, the melody.
I really enjoyed the first half.
I thought it was nice. I don't really have much else to say.
I liked it. I thought it was good. Okay. Next is Russ. Shall we listen?
Okay.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock. Since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but heaven knows anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. And though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
All right, that was Russ again. So what did you think, Faded?
I really liked when you said gigolo.
I was like, anyway. Faded, are you laughing? And you're like, he said gigolo.
It was funny. Okay. So I thought you sounded good on this and you had good vibrato. My notes are really strange. So I don't really have much to say. They are Plymouth Rock, gigolos. And, OMG, did you sing this on Perform It? But I actually don't think you did.
No.
But at first I was like, wow. But no.
So didn't.
Yeah.
I would have remembered Russ singing this on Perform
It. I feel like he sang something about Plymouth Rock at some point, but maybe not. I don't know.
Anyway, Plymouth Rock, you
what?
California people who aren't from the East Coast, I've been to Plymouth Rock.
Well, I've been to the Pacific Ocean.
Fuck you.
Me too.
Yay.
I've been to the Atlantic Ocean.
I have not.
Well, bye.
Nah, I beat Beloved at least.
Okay, so
well, I'm going to Disneyland on Monday.
Oh, there. Hey, I'm going next week.
Really?
When are you going?
I think on Friday.
Oh, I'm going Sunday and Monday.
Oh.
I'm going to Colorado.
I was supposed to go.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Off topic.
So yeah, I like this.
All right. Rochelle?
Yeah. It sounded like you were smiling. I don't know why, but I had this image of Russ, like, you know, in, like, musicals, when people, like, put their hands by their sides, but they, like, pop them out a little bit. Like, I had this image of him, like, swaying back and forth, being, like, anything goes. Like,
with a huge
smile on his face. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought he was, like, super into it, and he sounded really, really good. I don't really have anything bad to say about it.
Yeah, I felt the same thing. My only note is I liked the bounce that you had in your voice, even though there wasn't a driving instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because that's really hard to do without anything behind you, unless you recorded it and then cut out the instrumental. But either way, I thought it was really good.
I think that's kind of what I was trying to say when I said that he was bouncing around with his hands. I just didn't say it as smartly.
Well, you just said it better.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
Okay. Who's next?
So, Gildragon.
Is that
right? Gildragon?
Yeah, that's why I have sure.
Two. Okay. All right, Gildragon, let's go.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray.
right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
That was Gil, and I'm gonna go first this time. Because we are going in order.
And yay!
Next time. But, Gil, I'm going to tell you things you already know because I've told you before. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. you.
Intro.
On longer notes, you tend to go flat. And also, you have a really nice vibrato, but sometimes it goes crazy and it causes you to sound like you're off key or your notes are a little crazy just because your vibrato is so crazy. But I like it. You just need to rein it in. And I loved your energy. And that's it.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to go. Sorry, I faded.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
It's okay.
I just wanted to comment on the vibrato thing. Yeah, your vibrato was, like, kind of distracting to me because it was, like, so prominent in this song. And I agree, you did kind of go flat in some places. And I thought your pacing on this was a little slow. Like, there's one part where there's a pause, and I was like, is he coming back? And I wasn't sure. That's it.
Yeah, I wrote that you sounded a little flat, especially on the lowest parts, I thought. And, yeah, the pacing was weird. I felt like Top of the Heap sounded like timid, like you almost weren't sure you were supposed to sing it there or something.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah, and like that's one of the lines that like shouldn't be timid because you're top of the heap.
Yeah,
you know? Woo. So yeah, this was only okay for me. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
So next is Sukono. Do I say that right? Is it Sukono?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, awesome.
He's so cute.
You know, it's funny because I told people to tell me how to say their names because I'm so afraid of people being mad at me, but I didn't even read them.
Yeah, no, that's right, Sukono. He's so cute.
I just say what I want to say.
I'm going to end it right there.
Now I'm of consenting age to be forgetting you in a cabaret somewhere downtown where a burlesque queen may even ask my name. As she sheds her skin on stage, I'm seated and sweating to a dance song on the club's PA. And the strip joint veteran sits two away, smirking between dignified sips of his dignified peach and lime daiquiri. And isn't this exactly where you'd like me? I'm exactly where you'd like me, you know. Praying for love and a lap dance and paying in naivety. Oh! Isn't this exactly where you'd like me? I'm exactly where you'd like me, you know. Praying for love and a lap dance and paying in naivety. Oh! But I'm afraid that I, well, I may have faked it.
Okay, so anyway, Sukono. This is where the actual critique will start. Sukono, I love when you sing panic songs because I think they work really well for the amount of energy that you can bring to a song. You are definitely, like, doing your whole, like, I'm Sukono and I'm, like, slightly off pitch thing. And you were like, there was one part where you were like, oh, and it was really exciting. I was like, wow, okay. And much more else to say. It was really, like, it was, I think it was good for Sukono. I thought this was a really good audition for him. So, he does well with panic songs.
You got really quiet.
Oh, really? Hello?
Hello.
Am I still quiet?
A little.
That was strange.
Strange.
I don't know what happened.
Who's next?
You go next.
Okay. Sukono, hi! Hi! I know you just said hi back, so hi! Okay.
I was like, is she answering herself?
I'm answering for him, since he can't speak right now, since he'll hear this later. But, you know, anyway. So, yeah, I thought it was really fun that you chose a Panic at the Disco song. My first note is, ha 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 ha, Panic, XDDDD. And then my second note is, the end, exclamation point. Because I really liked how you ended it with, I may have faked it. The end. Anyways,
faked it. Connor doesn't know how to ride a girl.
He doesn't. Okay. I thought you were a little off, and it sounded, it sounded like Sukono. It was a little off and a little nasal, which is like what you are.
It's Sukono's MO.
You had really good energy though through it, so that was good. You had one like long looking note that I didn't really like. I forget what it was, but I remember I was like, no. But yeah, it was the note that you held. For
I think I know which note you're talking about.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. You sounded like you were really like forcing it or like off or mm-hmm. yeah.
We're afraid something. You might have faked it.
Possible. So yeah, those are my notes.
Yeah, I have basically the same things, just a little bit nasal, but it mostly worked because of the song you chose, and I think your song choice was smart. Try to open up more, and I think better posture will help that, and support, and also tying in with that, your higher notes, I don't think they were out of your range. You sounded pretty comfortable with them, but because you were nasal, it just made them sound a little bit strained, even though I know they weren't. So if you just worked on that, I think you would be a lot better. But I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay.
All right, we should move on to the next person.
Yes.
This is like the longest critique ever.
I know. Oh my gosh. I have Mr. Sister next. Is that what you guys have?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Sure, why not?